Some of the questions that were raised here were about what police protocol is in this situation when clearly he's on the ground, he's struggling. At what point is it safe, or is it safe for police to move in and determine what his condition is or give him medical help? What's the protocol for that?
Well, once they're satisfied, the police are satisfied that there is no danger to them from the person anymore, then they are under an obligation to provide medical assistance right away. In terms of the medical assistance that these officers could have provided, from what I'm seeing, there wasn't much that they could do there except wait for paramedics to come, because clearly he's shot, he's bleeding, bleeding to death. And in terms of any kind of medical treatment, he really needs some paramedics or somebody with some specialized medical training to do something. They could have gone and, you know, attempted to do something. But the problem in that situation is they're not trained medical professionals, and there is a danger that they could do something that could be more harmful to him in that kind of a situation than helpful, just by virtue of if they turned him over or moved him in some way, it could expose an area and make the bleeding worse. So in that situation, their obligation is to get him emergency medical help as soon as possible. The question then is, did they immediately call, and did the paramedics come as quickly as possible?
The police chief said today that in looking at that specific video, if you know that the man doesn't, that he doesn't have a gun, it looks like he's clearly injured and struggling with his injuries. But the police, he believes, thought that he could have been struggling to get back on his feet to either run away or to fire. And that's why their guns remain pointed at him.
Well, they could have believed that. It was clear from looking at him on the ground there that he's unlikely to get up, although he makes some fairly strenuous attempts and gets sort of halfway up. But he's bleeding so profusely that it's very clear that he's not going to last very long. However, in terms of someone in that situation, even a dying person, could, if a gun were nearby, could have gotten a hold of the gun and fired it. So if the police had some reason to believe he might have been able to get to a weapon, even if he's bleeding to death, then their caution is justified.
What about bystanders? What would happen if a bystander went to try and help him?
The police were keeping the bystanders away. Any bystander who went to attempt to help him, the police would have pushed them away, as you could see in this situation. And if a bystander attempted to get too close, the police probably would have arrested that person. Again, because of what the police are contending, that that since he did have a gun and he did still appear to be able to move around, that he might be able to get another weapon, and the presence of a bystander nearby him could exacerbate the situation.